Hello, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another edition of String Theory. My name is Hudson, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Radio. You just heard the first movement of Vivaldi's Winter from his very famous, I'm sure you know it, Four Seasons Suite, a piece that captures the theme for today, which is snowy landscapes. We're going to explore some classical and some contemporary pieces that capture a world covered in snow, which hits pretty close to home here in Boston. Vivaldi's Winter, of course, based on winter, so it fits this. But if you didn't know, the Four Seasons is actually based on a collection of poems written by Vivaldi himself. And the text that goes with the first movement that we just heard reads, "Frozen and trembling in the icy snow, in the severe blast of horrible wind, as we run, we constantly stamp our feet, and our teeth chatter in the cold." Which also hits pretty close to home here. So up next is a piece you'll probably also know from the Nutcracker Ballet. It's Tchaikovsky's Waltz of the Snowflakes.
Thank you.
All right, that was Tchaikovsky's Waltz of the Snowflakes from the Nutcracker Ballet. Now, next up is a piece by Sibelius, one of the most famous composers from Finland, often considered the definitive Finnish composer. So naturally, in much of his work lies ideas and sounds reminiscent of the snowy Nordic region, including this piece, his violin concerto in D minor. We're going to listen to the first movement, which opens with what has been described as a cold, misty, and ethereal Nordic soundscape. So here it is.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, I'm Michael Strahan with PETA. When I'm not playing defense for the New York Giants, I'm protecting the home team, my girls Tasha, Katie, and Stella. During the cold winter months, dogs left chained outside can suffer from frostbite and hypothermia, as well as stress and loneliness. Your dog depends on you for love and protection. So bring them inside, take them for walks, make them a part of your pack. In other words, be your dog's biggest defender.
For more information, contact PETA, 757-622-PETA.
All right, that was the first movement of Sibelius' Violin Concerto in D minor. And keeping in line with Finnish composers, our next piece is by Rautavaara, and this piece is called Cantus Articus, also known as Concerto for Birds and Orchestra. So this is actually a piece composed for orchestra and for tape recordings of birds. It's kind of a love letter to the birds of the north. And funny story about this piece, I actually went to the New York Phil recently with my friend Isabella, who's listening to this right now, and I was really excited to see this piece. I was telling everyone I was with that I was really excited to see it, and then I promptly got a coughing fit as soon as the piece started and had to leave and couldn't come back in until I was done. So I would consider this my redemption, is showing it to all of you today. Here is the first and second movement from Rautavaara's Concerto for Birds and Orchestra.
Thank you.
Isn't that piece crazy? I mean, I didn't cough once during it, so that's really a big feat for me. But that was Ratavada's Concerto for Violins and Orchestra. And slowing down a bit, I'm gonna play a piece by Debussy called The Snow is Dancing. It's a very short piano piece. And then directly following that, to finish this off, we're going to have a much more recent piece, actually written in 2017 by American composer John Luther Adams, titled In a Treeless Place, Only Snow. So here it is.